as it relates to the Roiv Ha'echus part, so Potter B'loi Klum E'afsher. So just to get a little bit of a feel for what's going on here in the sugya of Yesh Me'ilo B'Kainamos. And really it begins, I think, with one line in the Ran. The Ran clears a shayla. U'mestapgeli, man demal B'Kainamos. If somebody would be mayo B'Kainamos, imishteri ha'hu koinem labasir demal kehektish li'yotze l'chulin al yedei me'ilo. That's the whole Ran. The halacha is, if someone's ma'il behektish, this dover shall hektish is yoytze l'chulin. That's the halacha of me'ila. Claire's Duran, if someone's ma'il b'kainamos, do you say the same thing? Do you say that the kainam somehow goes away? And if it goes away, so now this person won't be bound by the kainam anymore. So throughout the Masechta, we've been saying that if somebody makes a ned, he's not necessarily bound by that neder forever. There's a parasha of Afaras Nadarim, which the Torah talks about at length in the beginning of Parshas Matos. There's the Parsha of Atoris Nadarim, which is Parchim Ba'aver, Ve'inlam Amasha Yismachu. But there's ways to get out of another. Says the Ran, there might be another way. If you hold like Reb Meir, Yesh Milu B'Koinomis, which by the way, we Paskin, the Rambam Paskin's Yesh Milu B'Koinomis, so it comes out maybe there would be another Eitzah to get out of another. I mean, it's not an Eitzah, but at the same time, it's a reality. And that is, if somebody is Mayel, B'Koinomis, L'chura could be there's no Koinom anymore. Because just like you find that if someone's Mayel B'Hektish, so the Hektish is Yoytze L'chulun, so maybe here too, you would say the same thing. It sounds a little bit that at the crux of the question of the suffix, the mistapkali of the Ran, is how far do you take Yesh Milu B'Koinomis? Does it mean that this just an inyan of Mi'ila? Or do we take it a little further? And we say, one second, there's a whole Masechtas Mi'ila. So now when you learn a darn first Seida, you have to learn Mi'ila maybe second Seida, because you have to understand all the sugyas of Mi'ila in order to be able to understand a little bit better what's going on in the parasha of Koinomis. The emes is that the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Me'ilah, Perik Dalet Halacha Tes, and the reason it's there, it's because that's where the Rambam paskins, Yesh Me'ilah bin Nedarim, that's Lashon HaRambam, clears a whole bunch of different shaylas as it relates to this shayla. Dash, Yesh Me'ilah b'koinamis, u'kumosha pasak Rabbeinu b'pirkin, ach, ani mestapik b'ktsaz dinim b'zeh. But said the Mishnah Melech, I have a suffix with regards to some halachas, just to mention a few of his fakes. One suffix that the Mishnah Melech clears is, what would be if somebody made a neder only with regards to achila? So as we've seen, one of the chidushim in Nedarim is you can customize, you can tailor your neder the way you want it to be. So generally, if somebody makes a neder, it's aser, behana, b'achila, whatever. But let's say a person says regarding food, I'm making this a neder, but only with regards to achila, not with regards to ana. That loch is, it's chal a neder. Claire's the Mishnah Melech, would you have me'ila on such a neder too or not? Me'ila, by definition, is iser hana of hektish. So it could be when the koinem is a iser hana, the koinem like hektish. So there I could hear there'd be a parashah me'ila. But to the extent that the whole koinem is an iser achila, maybe on iser achila it doesn't pass me'ila. Another suffix that the Mishnah Melech clears is if somebody is moil in his koinem, does he get malchus? If someone is over a neder, he gets malchus for layachel devare. Is he like yishtayim? Once for layachel devare and once for the isamil. If someone's mayo behektish, so there's malchus. So clears the Mishnah Melech, what would be the halach over here? If somebody would do this, would he have this or not? What if somebody makes a neder that he wants his friend's thing to be asar on him? One of the chidushim of nedarim is that a person can make a neder. So I don't want to have any anah from you. Why is it a chiddush? Because ein adam oyser davar sheina shaloi, ein adam makne davar sheina shaloi, ein adam maktish davar sheina shaloi. So based on that, really it's a chiddush that I can create any chalois on somebody that doesn't belong to me. But dashteit in nedarim, that I can make you aser to me, I can make your item aser to me. Clears the Mishnah Melech, what about with regards to Me'ilah? Being that Me'ilah is a hektish to Geparsha, and by hektish, ain't other makdish, davash, ain't a shalai. So it could be I can create a koinim on your zach towards me, but only vasis negeya is a koinamis. But vasis negeya shoin is a Me'ilah, maybe not. Could be alzen nemar, ain't other makdish, davash, ain't a shalai. Another shayla, and this is maybe the most famous shayla that the Mishnah Melech clears, and that is that we know the Rishonim speak out in the beginning of Masechtas Nedarim and in the second parak of Masechtas Shavuos that there's two ikar ways to make a neder. There's a parash of Kinuyim and Yodis, but there's two ways to make an ikar neder. One way to make an ikar neder is by saying Davarza Asralai. Another way to make an ikar neder is by saying that I want this to be Asr like that. meaning like something that's already aser, to make a neder b'hatfasa. The classic case of neder b'hatfasa is where a person says, I want this to be aser, like a carbon. That's why the example of kinuyim that the Mishnah gave on Daf Yud was koinim koinuch koinus, because they're all lashana umais, the way Rabbi Eichon learns, the way we paskin, for the word carbon, because that was always the classic way that people made a carbon. You have to be neder b'dover hanader, so it has to be something that you yourself once made aser, which therefore the classic case is always going to be, it's something that's hektish. But Al-Kopanim clears the Mishlam Melech. I have it sad that maybe the only time Reb Meir said Yesh Me'ilu B'Koinamos is if you made a neder b'hatfasa, where you would matfis and hektish. Being that you're matfis and hektish, so kum tois, the heftz of your neder is that it's gehektish. And if that's what your neder was, so therefore Yesh Me'ilu B'Koinamos. But if the neder was not made b'hatfasa, you just said Kikros HaAsra Lai, could be over there, it's going to be different. In other words, Mishlam Melech has it sad that it could be there are two completely different tracks you can take when you make a neder. Tzvei dinam legamri. I can make a neder that's subject to me'ilah. I can make a neder that's not subject to me'ilah. If one neder is subject to me'ilah, it's not just a halacha. It sounds like it could be it's chal hekdesh. Could be there's real things happening over here. All the sveikas and all the shailas that the Ran had first and then that the Mishlam Melech followed up with. But al kaponim, what would come out could be is that there's a fundamental difference of how you make the neder. So the Mishlam Melech speaks out very gishmak. He says, according to the Rishonim that hold that the only way to make it, your neder is b'hatfasa, and if you make a neder shloi b'hatfasa, it's a ya, like the Rosh says on that base, and like the Ran says in Shavuos Perek Beis. So then it's poshut, there's no difference. Because when you make a neder shloi b'hatfasa, it's as if you made a neder b'hatfasa, albeit al yedei yad. So there's really one way to make a neder. But if you learn, like the Ran learns on that base in Adarim, that there's really two ways to make a neder. You can make it b'hatfasa, shloi b'hatfasa. Said the Mishlam Melech, I hear it said that maybe the whole Yesh Milu B'Kainamis is only when you made the neder b'hatfasa. And if that's the case, it could be if you make a neder shloi b'hatfasa, also, there's going to be no mila b'koinamos. But I saw Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, the Shivas, are all very, very mayrich in this sugya of Yesh mila b'koinamos. But he says such a beautiful edel adiyak in the Rambam, maybe like one side of the Mishlam Melech. The Rambam says Yesh mila b'koinamos. Keitzad oimer ki gozu olai korbin oy hektish v'achlo mal afa pi shehim uteres lacherim v'chulu v'chulu. And then the Rambam gives a whole bunch of different cases. So Reb Shach was medayik that why the Rambam need a keitzad? This is, we know Hilchas Nedarim. We know how you make a neder. The Rambam already told me how you make a neder. So why would the Rambam have to say ketzad? Yesh mila b'nedarim, ketzad. Well, how you make a neder? That's what you're trying to tell me? The Rambam's trying to say something. The Teretz says, ha'oimer ki kruzu alai karbin, oy hektish. The Rambam was telling me this is only sometimes that there's mila b'kainomis, but not every single neder is subject to mila b'kainomis. So if you're going to run to Hilchas Nedarim and you're going to go through every single case of neder, you can't necessarily apply it, because it's only if it was b'atfasa. And that's why the Rambam said ketzad. And the Rambam gave a mashal, ha'oimer ki kruzu alai karbin, oy hektish. And that's the punchline. When you said karbin, when you said hektish, atu, that's where it's Nageya. Because otherwise, why would the Rambam have needed a ketzad? Why would the Rambam have even had to speak out this idea? Regardless, this is just a little bit of a toya meha, the mia toichos of the sugya of Yesh Mila B'Kainamos. It's really, if you go through the Rosh Hashivas, the shiurim for Reb Shmuluzovsky and Reb Shach and Reb Shimon and all the London, one of the big mucharais in the sugya is that nobody is comfortable with the idea that Koinomis is really hektish. Meaning, even b'hatfasa, and even though you said I want it to be like a carbon, that should be really chal hektish. That's very, very short. That is from the Ran, it's mafurish that way. Because the Ran, when he spoke out the Gemara's raya to Yesh Mila b'koinomis from our Mishnah, from Tipal Anola hektish, so the Ran said, Avada, the Gemara didn't mean Tipal Anola hektish because it's really hektish. Because if it was really hektish, because that's not true. It just means, being that there's Me'ilah, and Me'ilah is like a hektish tegeinion, some redden the hektish tegeinion, so therefore we're going to say, people are not a hektish. The truth is, if you look at the Rosh says a different pshat. The Rosh says on the Gemara of Tipol Han Lemeimer kehektish, ki de perishna b'masnisa midiktoni de davka lehektish tzorach lite naschar ve eno yochel ashlicha liibud alma kol hana haboloi mimena harehu hektish v'yesh loy ba me'ilo. And from the Rosh, who learned the Gemara a little bit more kapshuta, not like the Ran, maybe it's mashma that it's a real hektish. But again, the Roshiva's mucha with this very much. It can't be kanamis. It's not hektish. It's not hektish. Where do you find hektish? It's only chal on one person. you see this me'ila even on a kainim prati. So this whole idea that yesh me'ila b'kainamis is very shver. So then the question is, what's the gather? And befrat, once you see the Mishlo Melech, who has sodom, you could be, you get the malchus for me'ila, and different prate dinim of me'ila, where the Rishonim and the Kadmoyim already had a tzad, should relate to kainamis, so it's a little bit shver to understand what the lamdas is. It sounds a little bit that the mahalach is that, of course, kainamos is its own iser, but it's somehow governed with the laws of me'ila. But not that it there's me'ila because it's b'cheftza hektish. Right? The real me'ila is you have an item that belongs to hektish. Because it belongs to hektish, so therefore that metzias is what's mechayev all the different dinim. Kainamos belongs to hedyet. However, there's a chiddush haTorah that the dinim that apply to something that belongs to hektish are going to apply to the kainim as well. So even if you want to tell me that all the dinim are going to be nogeya, but at its core, there's no way to deher that what you're looking at is a piece of hektish. There is a shtickle rosh here that maybe is a little bit mashma, not that way, but zikr in the shita saran, but just a little, again, a flavor, a little tayameh of astutzach here. And on that note, we go from one classic sugya to another classic ben benoishal classic sugya.